Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you. Well, for the next 3 hours, we've got Community Connections for the next 2 hours, and then we'll be following that up with Choice Tunes. We've got a person lined up, we've got their music, and it's a very fascinating story today, and very courageous. So stick with us. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we always have Siri in between noon and 1 o'clock. And we have with us Naomi. How are you, Naomi?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to be back.
Oh, it's good to have you back too. Let's just bring us up on today. Somebody was in last month. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But they told us you bought another school.
Yes. So unfortunately for the community, but sort of fortunately too, Monbolt College closed at the end of last year, and with Siri's growing, continuing waiting lists, we saw the opportunity there, so purchased that site, and working towards opening that for 2024. The great thing about Monbolt will be that it's actually going to be all primary and secondary, so a P-12 campus.
P-12.
Yeah. So very exciting, because with Yarra Junction we have grades 5 and 6, but all of our other campuses are only secondary, and that need for that primary school support is growing.
Absolutely.
As well, and it's, you know, pretty constant. So it's always come down to space, I suppose, and Monbolt gives us a lot of that, which is amazing.
It's a big school,
it's
is it?
Wonderful. It's, yes, acres and acres and so many facilities, and it's just fabulous. So we'll have our core students there, but also hoping that other Siri students will have the opportunities, you know, with our buses and whatnot. They can all kind of intermingle a fair bit too.
So you'll have from P right through to 12?
Yep. On track for 2024, so we've actually taking enrolments now.
I was
so,
going to ask you that, when are enrolments open? So people should start to think about getting on your website?
Yeah, definitely.
And doing something about it?
Yep, so if you go to Siri.org.au,
which
is C-I-R-E, absolutely, we always make a point of that.
Yep.
So Siri.org.au, and then the Community School tab, which is up the top, you can drop that down and enter in the campus that you're interested in, the school year that you're interested in, and it, you know, have an expression of interest that way, and one of the team will get back to you.
Well, that's terrific. Mm. So I guess between now and then, there's probably alterations have got to be made and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So I know that every time I go to look for someone in IT, where are they? Monbolt. You know? So we've had marketing out there making it look, or, you know, all the plans to have it as Siri-ized as we can. So IT are doing their thing.
So it's going to be fairly... and most schools now use a lot of IT, don't they?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah. I mean, it's the way everyone communicates and works. Yeah. So I know when we moved into our new building, there was a lot of sort of that infrastructure in place as well, you know, the screens and everything that just makes learning a bit more accessible for everyone, makes it easier on our trainers and students. And
and the young people of today, like if you ask them to go away and read a textbook, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. But if you say to them, well, look up this on such and such a site, I'll go to it straight away and they know exactly what they're doing, don't they?
Yeah, well, all of our sort of texts are online as well, sort of for our RTO training as well. I've recently just started studying, so we'll come back and I'll tell you all about that. But, so it's interesting that sort of reading off a screen is normal. I'm showing my age now. Back in my day, it was...
Well, I got to go further back than that.
But, you know, that flicking through a textbook and highlighter and all that sort of jazz, it's all just online now, so it's, pretty easier.
And look, the young people are very adept at it too. They don't... that's just the way they live.
Yeah. It's what they know. I actually, years ago, my eldest was born in 2007, and one of his teachers actually said to me, they're the first generation that will not know what it's like to not have a screen. So I remember, you know, him as a baby.
Yeah.
I had recently got a smartphone.
Yeah.
So he was in that world already of smartphones and all the rest of it. And it's, I suppose it's increased now as the kids have grown up.
And I guess the other thing too, when you're talking about textbooks, I mean, one of the good things about it being online is that they can update it from time to time, can't they? Whereas when you're talking about books, you're really only updating those as you go along, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, editions outdate quite quickly, don't they? Especially if it's modern events or anything like that. So, yeah, being online does eliminate a lot of that. It's real-time knowledge as well. And, you know, if you don't know, look at Google.
Well,
there's always an answer around, isn't there?
All right, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thanks.
The Cranberries are walking back. It's a bit slower than what I thought. Oh, waltzing back. Sorry, waltzing back. A bit slower than what I thought it was. I thought it was a bit jazzier up than that. But anyway.
Got a bit more pep to it.
Yeah. I'm talking to Naomi from CIRE, C-I-R-E Services. Courses. What courses have you got running and what have you got coming up, please, Naomi?
Yep. So, lots. I suppose we'll start short and sweet ones. So we've got our first aid, which is coming up on Saturday at Lilydale. So
that's all day, isn't it? All
it is, yeah, majority of the day, but it sort of needs to be, you know.
Yep.
And at first the end aid's of that, a bit of a responsibility.
You get a certificate, don't you?
You do, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's also sort of the CPR component. We also run one specifically for people working in education settings, so early childhood and schools.
Oh, yeah.
So we can run that as sort of group training.
What's different between that, do you know?
I don't. Thanks.
Let's just keep moving on.
No, I believe it's everything in the basic, but that little bit more. I mean, younger people, children, childhood work, you know, there's some things that you need to know that aren't in the normal package sometimes.
And disease, I guess, that young people get that you don't get as you get older.
Yeah. And, you know, they're accident-prone little people sometimes, so it's good to know a little bit more than the basics.
Yep.
So we've got that, and then our RSA, so Responsible Service of Alcohol, that's coming up on Tuesday, 13th of June.
That's a night one, isn't it?
It is, yeah, so 6 till 10.
Yep.
Learn everything you need to know to go work in pub, wineries, you know, anywhere. Yep. Our sporting clubs, even,
and you need
coming
that
on board.
If you want to serve alcohol anywhere,
absolutely.
You just need to have that.
Yep, it's the law. So, we want everyone
and
to be trained.
And there's big fines if you don't.
Huge, absolutely. I suppose building on the RSA, we also have a program called Jumpstart for Jobs, which...
What's that?
It's a three-dayer. So we do it over the school holidays just to allow for people's availability if they've got a few free days. It gets one day's RSA, one day's your food handling, so helps for anyone, again, you know, sporting clubs in the canteen or childcare centres, kitchens, all of these sorts of places, anything that you're handling food for the public is good to know.
Yep.
And then the third day covers basic barista, so you can go work in a cafe and not be scared of the big machine.
And it, as I move around the state, particularly, and I have been a bit of late, every coffee shop, every cafe you could get a job in.
I say that to people. I could throw a stone and hit five cafes that would take someone
Absolutely.
Right now. So it's definitely something, and I think with those staffing challenges too, it's more flexible than ever. So it could work for people who can only work school days or school hours or
short
only
hours
after hours or weekends.
And particularly a lot of these coffee shops, they shut by 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great program. Jumpstart for Jobs.
Yep.
So I suppose that's kind of a feeder into another program we have, which is...
Let's just back up a minute, because you haven't actually told them. You said the school holidays. Do we have dates for them?
I do. I believe it's the first week. I have notes. You keep putting me on the spot. I believe it's the first week of school holidays, but it is all on our website.
Yeah.
So if you just go to the Cire, CIRE.org.au, in the search panel there, just type in Jumpstart and it will have all the information
I didn't want to interrupt you, but...
No, that's okay. It's good. You pull me back. It's fine. I was just going to say the Project Cire, which is sort of the carry-on, if people do the Jumpstart and, you know, they think, oh, yeah, I'd like to learn more about this industry and a career in hospitality...
Yep.
We have Project Cire, which is a Certificate 2 in hospitality and in tourism. So it's
what
a dual
role.
So it will cover being in the Yarra Ranges. You would be able to get a job in the tourism sector as well. So even entry level, perhaps, you know, wanting to work in a winery and doing a bit of cellar door, but also moving into the event space. Those sorts of things. Airbnbs, you know, how bookings and how to promote. And
so how long is that course?
6 months. So in 6 months you'll get the two certificates and experience. So
and that's spread out, what, at night or day? Or
That's 2 days a week. So one day at Churnside Park using the kitchen there to do the cookery side, and one day at Lilydale doing sort of more of the theory-based tourism sort of, you know, The theory has to go along with the fun practical, but we do make it as enjoyable as we can.
Yep.
We also, if people see a food truck driving around, our nice new Project Cire food truck, so that will be, it's parked at our school in Lilydale at the moment. If anyone sees it there, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
So working towards getting that out and about at events and whatnot.
And getting practical experience for the students.
Absolutely. Yep, getting out to some community events and serving with the public and learning those customer service skills that you can't always learn in a classroom.
No.
You need to learn the cash handling side.
When you're in a classroom, everything's perfect. When you it get is. Out, you get to meet some people,
very nice people,
and you get some really nasty people, and you've got to, unfortunately, go work with them all.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think that's sort of one of the things that we're seeing in, you know, in a lot of sectors. Just be nice to people serving you. It's not, you know, I think, yeah, there's a lot to be said for spreading some kindness around, but look, everyone that we tend to interact with is pretty positive. We just did, we went over to Dandenong High last week and did 800 halal hot dogs.
Did you?
To promote our Vetus program. So a lot of thanks, miss. You know, yeah, it was really nice to be.
And they've got a terrific kitchen over there.
They do, yes. Yeah. Yep. So we're looking at going into the school over there and serve, delivering our cert. Cert 2 in cookery for their better students. Yeah, within the school.
Yep.
So it just means that their students can access this VCE vet program without having to outsource and have them all have to leave the campus to go to other places. So really engaged program and great bunch of kids and, you know, hopefully we're there next year and serving up lots of food. Not just halal hot dogs.
I've just got to take a break and look back with more.
Thanks.
They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Back into the 1980s, and it was Billy Ray Cyrus and My Achy Breaky Heart. I'm talking to Naomi from CIRE, C-I-R-E. You want to expand a bit on the courses, please?
Yes.
And got some dates when they actually start.
I do. So I suppose I've spoken about those sort of shorter courses, but we do also have our accredited training coming up.
Yep.
So we run on a semester for our classroom. So the semester is our mid-year intake. So classes will start on July 13.
Yep.
So that's... Most of them are on Thursdays and Fridays from the second half of the year, so it's sort of a good chance the kids settle in the first few days of school and then the parents can start their training. They can do theirs.
Yep. And with some of those courses, you can almost guarantee they're going to get a job if they're half good, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I just heard on the radio again today the government do have guaranteed employment for the sort of the most at-risk sectors. Community services is one of those. So they have said that anyone who completes their diploma of community services by August 2024 will be guaranteed a job. So we've got our next intake of that diploma coming up in July from, you know, around the 13th. Yep. So it's generally a 12 to 18 month course.
Yep.
So if people are really... you know, quick, they can get it done by that August deadline.
And be guaranteed a job.
I think even if it took you, you know, closer to the 18 months, I think you're still pretty safe. Absolutely. And we've got so many good community organisations locally here too. Yep. So you can, you know, work close to home, which is amazing, and help your own community.
All desperate for people.
Yep, definitely. Yep. So I suppose the other ones that we're looking at, individual support, which is aged care and disability, again, a huge growth area.
You can get a job there.
Yep. So we've actually just started a program with Allity and Lilydale where people can do 3 weeks and get the first three units and then move into sort of a job straight after those 3 weeks.
So, after 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Full-time job or is it still part-time?
It would depend on the facility and the hiring of that role, but they get sort of those first three units, which are the critical ones, you know, manual handling and how to sort of operate safely with your sort of residents.
Yep.
And so, yeah, they will continue to be mentored and trained up, you know, continue the qualification, but while working.
Right, so it's not a case of having to go off, get your qualification and try and live.
Yeah.
I mean, you're actually paying your way as you go.
Absolutely. And it's good, even if you've ever considered aged care, could be for you, it's 3 weeks, you know. You're done in, it's 2 days of learning and 1 day of actual experience.
Yep.
So 9 days, and you can say at the end of that, yeah, I love it, or no, not for me, without committing to a full course.
And a lot of people say that they really do enjoy working in aged care.
Everyone I've spoken to, it's just so rewarding. It's just amazing. But we've actually in talks with another facility up in Warburton to do another round of it. So if anyone's local listening,
get in touch
because, yeah, you can just work up in the beautiful Warburton, you know, upper valley and, pretty much literally walk straight into a job if it's right for you. So
not very often you can guarantee that.
No. So
again, they need to go onto your website?
Yes, yep.
And show an interest?
Yep. So just you can just do an expression of interest from the training page.
Which is?
CIRE.org.au and then just click on the RTO or the training tab and you can find it there. But people are always welcome to just give us a call, so 1300 835 235, or they can email training@CIRE.org.au.
What was the
1300 835 235 235. Yep.
All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thanks.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. No, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name. Your life like a candle in the wind. Never
Acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I have with my Naomi from Siri. I should mention that about 1:15 we'll have Cindy McLeish in to tell us what's going on in the community, and then at 2 o'clock we've got Choice Tunes, and we've got a fascinating lady, and we're going to hear a fascinating story, so stick with us. And then of course at 3 o'clock we've got Greg Carrick coming along with the Oz Indie Show, so we're here for you right through the day, in fact 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, this, Naomi, this sounds like my phone dropping out. You want to talk about reconnect?
I can, sure.
I have plenty of that.
It seems a bit at the moment with reception, but anyway. No, this reconnect program is actually will never drop you. How's that for a little boom?
What a lead in.
So the reconnect program is statewide, and Siri has the privilege of being one of the facilitators for it.
Right.
It's designed to help people re-engage with work or study. Anyone that's been sort of at a bit of a loss or hasn't been in the workforce or studying for the last 6 months.
Which can be hard.
Well, yeah, even, yep. You know, you've had kids and you've been out of work and out of the game, so to speak, for 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
It can be a lot to kind of work through to actually get back to studying. And
unfortunately, the workplace changes a lot very quickly.
It does, and the study climate, you know, like we were just saying with online study, it can be really daunting for someone that hasn't studied in 20 years.
Yeah,
you know, so
absolutely.
So this team's there to support you for 18 months, completely optional. So it could be anything from a monthly call to say, hey, how's it going, to sort of...
But does Reconnect run a course as well, or is it...
No, it's
just a program to keep in contact.
Yeah, it's a program to offer support. So I always say the more people you can have on your team, the better. So Reconnect's just another person on your team. They can help, you know, navigate. Sometimes it's Centrelink, you know, to apply for different funding or anything.
That can be a bit of a challenge by itself.
They can, you know, help you link with a financial counsellor or help you link with legal aid. They can do all of those things.
Oh, that's good.
You don't have to study with Siri to be in the Reconnect program.
Oh, don't you?
No. So it's impartial. It can run alongside it, and they can definitely support you if Siri training is the right RTO and the right course for you, but you don't have to. So you can go in with Reconnect and go and tell them that you want to do haberdashery or you want to do, you know, anything that your career goal is, and they will help you navigate that path.
So that they'll find you, not necessarily find your job, but they'll find you how you should get there.
Yeah, they'll work with you and sort of seek out the right people to talk to.
And they may suggest training?
Yeah. They've got a lot of contacts sort of throughout the community, different organisations, community houses, so, you know, computer courses. Because that's always something people say to me, oh, but I haven't used a computer. You know, everyone can do shopping online or a bit of social media, but the actual studying can be daunting for people. So
absolutely.
They can link
in. And what you just said is true. If you haven't been working in computers... I mean, the computers we use 20, 25 years ago are nothing like the computers you use now.
No, a bit different nowadays. But, I mean, the fundamentals are the same. And more often than not, I think it's confidence. It's not ability at all. So it's just nice to have someone on your team backing you and saying, you know, if you want me to come with you, I can. Yep. And just a little bit of, you know, not hand-holding in a negative way, but to have that person walk beside you.
Encourage
you. And encouragement and just have, you know, have you help, have them there to help you achieve your goals is what I'm trying to fumble out. But, you know, it's sometimes that's all you need because, you know, if you don't have people around you to offer that, some people are, you know, isolated, whether it's location or that, you know, lifestyle.
And very often you get a very blinkered vision too, don't you?
You can.
And you don't expand what other ideas are.
Yeah, so sometimes just having those conversations, you know, what do you like doing? And go from there, because if you can find a course or a career that will tap into your passions, you're always there, you know.
Oh, well, you never have... Pardon me. If you can tap into a passion, it's never a job, is it?
That's the thing. Isn't that the saying? You'll never work a day in your life. Yeah. So we try and find that for people,
Sounds good. All right, we'll take a quick break now. Have your pencil and paper ready because Naomi is going to give you some contact details as to how you go about it. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. was a great Johnny O'Keefe, and yes, indeed I do. And I should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More, and I guarantee there'll be a Johnny O'Keefe song in there. And then it's my turn to do the Rock and Roll Hit Parade on Sunday night between 6 and 8, and I can guarantee there'll be a Johnny O'Keefe in there as well. So if you like Johnny O'Keefe and any of the hits from the 50s and 60s, I'll be here between 12 and 3 and then again between 6 and 8. Love to have you along. But anyway, we're here talking to Naomi from Siri. Naomi, I've got to just ask you first up. I know you often have fates coming up and, you know, expos and that. Have you got anything coming up in the next few months?
We do. We have the Community Hubs Trivia Night.
When's that?
Coming up. I know you're going to...
Sorry about that.
It's fine. 29th of July, Saturday 29th of July.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
6 weeks away.
Yeah, got a little bit of time to prepare and get your team of 10 together.
Yep.
Being held at our neighbours there at the Churnside Park Footy Club, so brand new, their new pavilion. So,
oh, have
they? Yeah,
right.
So they actually used our community hub while their club rooms were being built.
Yep.
So now it's time to return the favour and get in there and use their new dig.
And it's the opportunity to raise some much needed funds for Siri.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of the community hub programs, the funds go back into our programming and, you know, things like Level Up, which is our youth groups around the valley, and all the just incidental things, you know, the craft group or the games group or the gardening club, all of that sort of, you know, tea and coffee and whatnot needs to come from somewhere. So, yeah.
Terrific. All right. Now, we need some contact details. So where are we going to find more about this?
So, everyone knows by now, Siri is C-I-R-E. So, our website is www.siri.org.au. And you can also email us at info@siri.org.au. Often the best way to keep in touch or up to date with everything that we've got going on, because we do have a lot, we've got our Facebook pages. So each of the team actually has a Facebook page. So our early learning team, the community schools, the community hubs and the RTO training.
And the opportunity to register for the Munbulk School?
Yes, yep, that's on our website. So on the website you'll find a lot of the ways to express your interest. So enrol in our school. We've also got the early childhood who have an information session on the first Wednesday of every month in the morning. So if you look on the website on the early learning page, you'll find a link to those.
Yep.
Obviously, our training page, that's my jam. So all go to that one. Register for all the courses.
You want as many hits as you can
absolutely
get.
Absolutely. Everyone, just click on mine. Yep. And then obviously, our community hubs also have theirs. So if you go to their website, you'll see information on the community market coming up as well.
And they could also ring.
You can always give us a call, yeah. Speak to our wonderful customer service team on 1-300-835-235.
1-300-835-235. Now, Naomi, I've just got to ask you, you just glossed over something, Level Up. What's Level Up?
So Level Up came about many years ago out of this need to try and inspire young people to connect. So we know that video games are always popular with young people, but Level Up takes that a level... Oh, well, look at me. A step further. Levels up. And so it really looks at, you know, teamwork and, you know, kindness and all these things where, yes, they can play video games or board games or, you know, have some food and drinks.
So it's just a bit like a drop-in.
It is, So Churnside Park, Yarra Junction and I believe Yarra Glen for the time being. It is reliant on funding, so definitely check the website and sort of register your interest.
What age group is it for,
I believe 8 and up. I think them at the Churnside one, it was so popular, the young people didn't want to age out. So they sort of finished primary school and then went, can we still come? So I believe they were looking at an older session as well for sort of that sort of teenage bracket on a Thursday afternoon.
So
evening.
It's a Thursday afternoon after school, is it?
Or? Yeah, so each venue's different.
Yep.
So check the website or give the hubs a call and they'll be able to give you all the information. Best way to go.
So that's Level Up.
Yep.
Just wrap us up just quickly, if you could, on just a few more of the courses, because we didn't cover all the courses.
No, so, in a nutshell, we've got childcare, so a Certificate 3 for entry level or a diploma, people already working in there that want to upskill. Individual support, which is aged care
and childcare, you can just about guarantee a job too.
Absolutely. Well, we also do it that if people want to start working straight away, we can do it as a workplace training. So they can either be a trainee or just employed while they're getting qualified. So most of our courses allow for that now. That's what the sector needed. That's what the community wanted. So that's what we do. Adapt to...
If that's what they want, that's what you need to do.
I think that's part of what I love about Siri. We can adapt what we do to fit what the community needs at that time, because at the end of the day, we're all these things, but we are a community organisation. So,
And you also need to be turning out at the other end people that are able to get jobs or whatever.
We always get great feedback on our students when they go to placement. So that's the childcare, aged care, and education support, which is in schools, teachers' aid roles. Our students always get that feedback that they're very prepared.
So you can also do teachers' aid. You can train them too.
Yep, so that's quite popular with parents that are looking to return to work.
Particularly mums.
Yeah, so you get school hours and school holidays. Yeah,
because that's one of the big problems that I see with mums that are going back is that very often they've got young people, and if they're working till 5 o'clock, school finishes at 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Yep.
So working in a school is terrific for those.
It's so
people. Good.
And, no more of that, what are we doing over the Christmas holidays, where you've got 6 weeks to try and shuffle kids around or scrounge some annual leave between, everyone that's in your network.
Yep.
It's a really good option for people. So we also do, so the ed support, community services, so Cert 3 again for an entry level, and then the diploma for people who are working in the sector. Another one that we've sort of just started this year is our Cert 3 business. So that's for people, every business has an office pretty much that they need some sort of, admin skills. So the Cert 3 business is a great one for that. It's that sort of entry level, just get into a business. I actually went to the CEDA Business Forum Expo last week in Warburton, and I was talking to them about the possibility of, a great way for local businesses to get staff, get an admin trainee, and we can train them, and they learn on the job, and, you get staff. And they get the skills that they need, and so really good options out there for people. But always happy to have people give me a call on 1300 835 235, phone number again, 1300 835 235, or just go onto our website and have a look.
The website again.
Siri.org.au.
Look, Naomi, unfortunately our time has just about come to a screaming halt, but thank you for coming in again. It is a great organisation. If you've got any queries, go on their website or 1300 835 235 if you're having any trouble getting around the website. I'm sure they'll help you. Thank you for coming along again, Naomi,
and I wish
you all well.
I will see you again soon, no doubt.
Hopefully, and we'll also be talking to someone from Siri on the... it'll be June then, won't it?
I know, it's just flashing past.
So by then we'll be halfway through through the year, and we'll also be probably just getting into winter.
I was going to say on the home run to summer, we'll have solstice done and we'll be fine.
Well, I think around that time is the shortest day, isn't it? So every day after the shortest day is getting
straight
back
down
the longest
to
day.
It's great.
Thank you, Naomi, and we'll talk to you again very soon, I'm sure. Thanks.
Thanks.